This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama's motorcade left the White House this morning in secret. A few hours later, his helicopter was flying through gray haze over Chesapeake Bay. It landed at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The president traveled there to pay his respects to the service members who were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports now from Dover.
The Chinook helicopter crash over the weekend took the lives of 30 Americans. That's the most U.S. fatalities of any incident since the Afghan war began a decade ago. Sometimes family members allow the media to bear witness to a specific loved one's homecoming. Here at Dover, it's called a dignified transfer ceremony. Public Affairs Officer Van Williams explained why there would be no audio or video of the ceremony today.
The group today are unidentifiable. And that is because the crash that they were in was so horrific, and the state of the remains, there was no easy way to look and see this is this person, this is that person. They were all together.
The fallen arrived at Dover aboard two airplanes. President Obama boarded each and paid his respects. Then, according to White House staff accompanying the president, his motorcade took him to a nearby building on base. He met about 250 family members and servicemen and women who had gathered to pay tribute. He spent just over an hour with them, offering his condolences and his gratitude. This is the second time President Obama has come to Dover for the return of Americans killed in battle. The first time was 2 years ago, as he debated whether to send more troops into the war. Now that surge is over, and the withdrawal has begun. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware.